Well, hello everyone, and how are you all doing? Are you doing good today? Yeah? Hey. So today, I'm going to do something that I haven't done in a long, long time. I'm going to prep some food, and I'm going to cook it while talking to you. So it's going to be like a food cast or something like that. And yeah, it's going to be a disaster. Every time I cook for you, something goes wrong. So welcome to Gail's Kitchen Nightmares. And it's not going to be that bad, but you know, at the moment, I'm looking out the window and I can see some seagulls and some crows and a blackbird as well, actually. And they're kind of side-eyeing me. They're kind of walking along the trees and they're kind of going, we're going to get in on that. And it's not happening today, lads. It's not happening today. I'll put some out for you later, but right now, So, I'm going to make vegan bangers and mash. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use broccoli, carrots, green beans, and I'm going to betray my people, lads. I'm going to betray my people because I'm using sweet potato. I'm getting out of the stereotype. I'm going to use some sweet potato, and I've got one here. And mother of God, it looks really kind of awkward. Hey, what's happening, lad? It's not saying much. It's kind of shy. Potatoes talk to me, but these don't. I don't think they're capable of talking. It's kind of stupid if you ask me. I'm going to peel it there and see is it. Yeah, it would be a bit, it is a lot more awkward than a potato. Potatoes are kind of round and they fit into your hand, especially if you're Irish, they fit in nicely into your hand. This is like, holy God, this was meant to be peeled. But they are really good for you, sweet potatoes, really are. And I'm going to cook a lot of food today because I do intermittent fasting, okay? So that means I do the warrior diet, so I eat once a day. And it's now 3:30 in the afternoon, so I haven't eaten in 25 hours, I think. And I'm so hungry. But the thing about intermittent fasting is like you're hungry, but you're full of beans and full of life, you know. It's actually a really good thing to learn about if you have, you know, problems with weight and that. Now, if you have problems with food, psychological problems, I recommend, you know, talking to doctors and stuff because I'm not educated and all that. But if you haven't got those problems and you tend to suffer from, you know, just, you know, some people, they just eat ordinary food and they just put on weight, you know. And a lot of that is to do with the hormones in your body, like insulin, and there are a few stress hormones as well that are released. So if you're eating, say, like 5 times a day, you're releasing 5 insulin spikes a day into your body. So if you kind of cut it down to once or twice a day, you've only 2 insulin spikes, and you notice that your weight actually naturally goes down with it. Now, it's actually very good as well for sleeping. You get better night's sleep. You get growth hormone released in your body, which is cool if you're athletic. It's really helpful. It's really helpful. And all that jazz. So it's a really good thing to look into. I look at some people, and I know that they suffer with a bit of overweight and stuff, and they kind of blame themselves, which is, it's really kind of sad because it's kind of, you know, a lot of times it's out of your control, you know. It's just the insulin, the spikes from the food that you're eating, and our hormone will, you know, it can have negative effects on the body. So it's something to look into if you, you know, if you want to. But as I said, check it out with your doctor first, because I'm not recommending anything, you know, if you've problems around food like that, you know. So anyway, I'm going to peel the rest of this. And as I said, lads, I tend to eat a lot of food. You know, I'd eat at once, so I'd probably like down 2,000 to 3,000 calories in a minute, probably 2,500. I was out running this morning and I burnt 1,000, so I can afford to eat a lot more today. Even though I don't count anything like that, I just gobble. Yeah, which is a cool way to be. Now I'm gonna chop this, lad. That is a hard. You shall not win. I am Sparta. That's it. There we go. All done. Ready to go into the pot. Don't just want to be a disaster. Ready to go into the pot and on with the heat and up. I turned it off again. And on with the heat and on with the show. Hey. So, I've got my sweet potato on boil. And next, I probably go for my broccoli. Or will I go for carrot? I go for broccoli. And I use Tenderstem broccoli. I really like it. Really delicious. You know, ordinary broccoli can be a small bit harsh, you know. I think the Tenderstem is really nice. It's really tender and sweet. It's so tender and sweet, baby. Put that back into the fridge. Keep all my veggies in the fridge. Uh-oh. It's not going to be a shiny instant, is it? Fire brigade coming and stuff. Hang on. Okay. It's all under control. Don't worry, lads. We're going to live today. So I was thinking the other day. You know. Because I like to think. I don't like to think bad, you know, about bad things. I like to think about. I kind of deep. I kind of think about things that are important, I suppose. Our problems and stuff like that with the world and that. But I was thinking about, you know, when you're cooking like this, in a few years' time, we all know like that there's going to be robots in our kitchens and they're going to be cooking our food for us and that. And it's going to be very strange, isn't it? I mean, like, I was looking at the Will Smith, on Will Smith's channel, he has a video of him talking to this AI robot, and her name is Sophia. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but it's a really funny video. He's overlooking the beach, and he's sitting there, and he's got a glass of wine, and he pours a glass of wine for the AI, and he hands it to her, and she's kind of looking, and like she doesn't want it, you know? And he's kind of looking, and he's like, take it, and she's not having it. So then she's kind of talking to him, and he's looking at her, and he's like, oh, you're so attractive, and then he goes over for a smooch. She's like, and the robot says, I think we're better off just being friends. And it's really cool, but you look at her, and, you know, she's got the micro expressions down. She got, like, the movement down, the voice. She can reply to what you say, you know. She's intelligent enough. I've got, like, it's like a bomber going overhead here. Mother of God. But you look at her, right, and she's got all the micro expressions, and she's able to reply to what you say. You know, you'll say something, and she can reply back, and it'll sound like a person. Now, the voice is a little bit on the robotic side. I love you. Kind of thing. But still, it's good. It's not bad. It's good, and it'll get better, because think about it. Like, how long is the iPhone out? I don't know. Is it like 10 or 12 years? I can't really remember. But if you look back, I mean, at the first iPhone, and now you look at the iPhone 16X, 7, 5, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 4, 200. It's like, whoa. I mean, you can fucking jump over a plane with them at this stage, and a parachute will come out of them. So you can see how that evolved from there to there in that space, in a relatively short space of time. It's just amazing now what they can do. So you can imagine Sophia in 10 years' time. Like, what's it going to be? You know, you'd be laying in the living room, you know. I'd be laying in the living room right now, you know, petting my intermittent fasting belly. And he's like, feed me. And I'm like, Sophia, is that dinner done yet? And she's like, shut up, Gail. Well, she'd be probably a lot more. She'd probably have a really good voice. Probably a better voice than any of us ASMR artists at the time, you know. Maybe you could program in your favorite ASMR artist, you know. Maybe you could have, like, Shawnee coming in. How many of you out there would like a Shawnee robot, huh? Oh God, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? Imagine coming in late and telling the Shawnee robot your problems. You know, oh, Shawnee, my boss is very mean to me today, what can I do? Get another job, girl, for fuck's sake! He says something like that, you know? Really bad advice, which actually brings me to something. Sorry, not because I'm a bit all over the place, but Shawnee is going to do a video soon, and it's called Shawnee Gives Really Bad Life Advice. All right, so what he wants you to do is he wants you to ask him questions about, you know, something that's bugging you, not too serious, no, you know. I don't know if it's about makeup or if it's about, like, you know, Botox. Is Botox a good thing? And Shawnee then will give you advice on your problem. So that's coming up, and it's going to be kind of funny, because we all know Shawnee isn't the brightest spark in the shed. I'm going to put my broccoli into my... And I'm going to get that done, because I need to hurry up. I don't want to be fainting, you know. Just like blood sugar levels, like, hit the deck and I'm on the floor. And no one around to help me. Help me. And the crows will probably come in and feast on my feast.
Okay, so here we go. But I was reading, there's an AI in Japan, and it's actually a Buddhist priest. No, they have a program to answer, you know, questions to the to the worshippers and that. And it's in a temple that's 400 years old. I think its name is Mindar. Mindar is the robot's name. And it can actually, you know, so if you go to it with problems, I know, you say like, oh, Mindar, I'm afraid of death. And it can name out scriptures and how they'll help you and that. And you know how you can get past your problems. So they're already replacing priests with robots. You can imagine it going to church. Pour off some of my water. Imagine going to church and the priest is a robot and is handing out the body of Christ. The body of Christ. And you're like, oh, what's going on? This is really odd, lads. And it's going to, when you think about it, these things are going to live forever. And so you could, you could visit that priest robot and you could, I don't know, tell it your problems or ask it for help. And then you could have kids or, you know, family and whatever. And they could be like, I don't know, 7-8 generations down the line. And they can go to that robot and say, you know, what way was my great, 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 great grand cousin or my great, 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 great grandmother or whatever. And the robot would have all that information inside and able to, you know, talk to your relatives and show you exactly what they're like. Because if you think about, if you go back 200 years for your own relatives, you won't find much about them. You know, you really don't know much. You can't even see photographs because I don't think photographs are 200 years old. But, you know, you might get some diaries, you might get a portrait or something. And most of us don't know who they are. So these robots will keep data banks of, you know, of me, you, of everybody. So it's going to be kind of, it's going to kind of give us a bit of immortality in a way. I was reading that as well. You know, you see these Michael Jackson hologram tours now as well, which are kind of strange. And you see this, like, you know it's not him, but you're kind of still kind of looking, going, fucking moves like him, fucking talks like him. And they're doing it with James Dean. No, it's not that actor. Not that actor, the old actor James Dean. They're bringing him back to life in a movie, which is going to be really, really crazy. I mean, when they start doing that, they're going to start bringing actors back with CGI, and you won't know the difference. You won't have a clue. And pretty soon they'll probably, you know, make actors redundant, and it'll just be CGI doing everything. It's going to be tough for us all, lads. I mean, they're going to be driving buses, taxis, and it. You see in that channel that they have robots and the robots do chores for them, you know. There's one robot now and it can do the dishes and it can clean the kitchen and stuff. It can actually like drop a plate, the plate will smash and it'll go away and it'll, whoa, here we have to turn this down. Whoa, where's the balance now? But the plate will smash and it can actually clean up its mess. It can clean up its mess. Sean, it can't clean up its mess. Hang on, I'm going to get some carrot. Yeah, so, oh yeah, and what to do is in some parts of the video, videos, they'll actually hit the robots. They'll actually like kick them and stuff. And when you see them being kicked, your reaction is, get away from the robot, you fucker. Kick me, and I'll show you what I'll do to you, you know? And I showed it to a nephew of mine, who was 9, and he was blocking his eyes and blocking his ears, going, no, you can't do that. So, and like the humanity in us looks at the robot being hit, and we're still reacting like, oh God, no. So, when you have these robots in your home, in, I don't know, probably 10 years time max, I think, you're going to be very respectful to them, no matter what, you know? You're going to be like, hi, how's it going, NW, how's it going? And you're probably going over and sitting down having a chat about your day, and it's going to listen, you know, because most of us don't listen to each other. So these things are going to listen. You're going to be sitting down going, you know, my boss was an asshole, you know, my friend at work did this, and they're like, that's okay. Well, as I said, it's going to have a better voice, but you know, it's going to solve all your problems, so... But it's going to give us immortality, which is, I think, what we've been searching for a long time, that some of us have anyway. Live forever. Oh, there goes my carrots. Carrots are very important. I think it's got lots of vitamin A in them, haven't they? Vitamin A and vitamin C as well, I think. But that's when the skin, you can leave the skin of the carrot on. And I'm gonna put some, whoa! Ah! And sword fight my own knives. Yeah, so immortality is the way. Did you, there's another story about a prisoner in America. I forget, is it Iowa, I think, it's coming to mind.
I read a lot of stuff. But
he was in prison for murdering someone. But I think what happened is he got a couple of heart attacks when he was in prison, and he died, right? And not the chancellor fucking tried to say. He tried to say that he served his life sentence while he was dead. Can you imagine that? Like, so he went and he had it. You can read this now. He went and there was a case about it, and the judge heard the case, and the judge like just looks at him and, you're a chancellor. But it was like such an idea. It's only a criminal mind would think of that idea. But I was thinking, and I'm not a criminal mind, but I was thinking something he should have done, which would have been more, a bit more clever, added more meat to the story. What he should have done is said, I died and I came back as someone else, so I'm no longer that person. And how could they prove it? You know, I was reincarnated. I'm no longer, you know, I don't know, Johnny McAvoy. I'm Billy McAvoy. And he could have gotten away with it, no? He could have. I'm looking for, oh yeah. Some green beans. There we go. So, I'm gonna chop my green beans. Yeah, here we go, lads. So yeah, he should have thought about reincarnation, I think. And he might have got away with his bluff. Oh. Here we go. This is going to be very nutritious. And then we go. So the other night I was watching Vikings. You know Vikings, the show. You know Game of Thrones is over, so oh no, I turned everything off. I thought it was gonna be a disaster. But you know Game of Thrones is over, so everybody's watching Vikings now. And it is really good. But you know, there's some parts of it I was looking at, I was like, I was raising my eyebrow and I was like, really? So I started researching. I started kind of doubting the people that are making it, and like, yeah, as if that happened. Oh, I turned this one too high. But I was like, doubting the people that, you know, that made it. You know, there's one scene that I was watching, and the Vikings went into a mosque, and they were like exploring, you know, people that were praying to Allah and stuff like that, and they were looking around, and they were like really kind of like, what's going on here? They couldn't understand it. So I looked up Vikings and Islam, and I found out that like a lot of them, you know, they traveled to different lands and stuff, so they actually encountered the religion, but they had like Allah stitched into their clothes and stuff like that. And I think there was a necklace as well, necklace or a bracelet found belonged to a woman, and there was Allah engraved into that as well. So it was very interesting to see how far they actually reached. But then I was looking at them, they were really tough, you know, tough Vikings. And I was like, it was kind of like, all right, like, how tough are you? Like, you know, and I'm sorry, no, to all my Scandinavian friends, I'm not dissing your Vikings, you know, because the Vikings, you know, there's a big history here. They had, it was the battle of something, anyway, I can't remember. But I know Brian Boru kicked the Vikings out of Ireland, but it was after a long time. I mean, they were doing some severe damage there before Brian Boru got pissed off and, you know, got rid of them. But the Battle of Clontarf, I think, is the name of it, you know? So, yeah, so Brian kicked them out around that time. And Brian was looking at the Vikings and he was like, you know, how tough are these lads? Like, so I put into and this, I know it doesn't mean anything about being tough, but it's just for the laugh, like I put into like Google, you know, what height were the Vikings, you know? And it turns out at best the tallest man was 5'5". And I just couldn't help but laugh, you know. I was getting these images in my head, you know, of like them invading Ireland at the moment, like, and then standing out at the shore, you know, and I'm back in the day, like the Irish would have ran over the fucking hills and, you know, got out of the way because the Vikings are coming. But it's like, and then like, okay. And then standing there and looking, like, and I see this boat coming up and I'm like, okay. And next, these fuckers run, get out of the boats, and they've got these big funny helmets on them. They're like, you know, up to my waist. And they're running away, there's like a toy boat to get out of, and they're like, ah, and they're like hitting me, and they're like, ah, and I'm like, looking in the middle, like, lads, calm the fuck down, like, you know, like children trying to jump up my back and then kind of swinging them off, and stuff like that. And I say, I'm sorry to my Scandinavian friends, I know they'd kick my ass, I'm not saying that, like, you know, but it's just funny to think about it. You know, little Vikings running around my fucking kneecaps and that. And this is what goes through my head when I'm watching shows like that, which is, yeah, I'm not paying attention at all and thinking about these things. There we go now. We're coming on. And I finally get to eat. I mean, it's going on away, you know, like, I'm starving, hurry up. So there we go. What else do I need to do? I have my gravy. I have my sweet potatoes. I have my green beans, my carrots, and my broccoli. It's going to be a feast of vegetables. Oh, I forgot that. What about the bangers? I'm going to put on my bangers, which us in England and Ireland, we call sausages bangers, when we're making bangers and mash. And I eat, which are really good for you vegans and vegetarians out there, and even people that are not, they're actually really tasty. They're Linda McCartney's, Paul McCartney's wife. Her sausages, and I'll eat three of those. I'll do three of those. And I'll put these on now. In my ASMR oven. And I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to rock, lads. So I'm going to really enjoy this when it's done. Really. Just lots of vegetables, lots of gravy, and lots of bangers. And that'll be that, and then my belly will be full, and I'll just be laying on. But it's okay because I already have an audio done, for Patreon, and I'm going to be finishing. Whoa, hang on a second. Yeah, a bit bubbly. I'm going to be finishing off Bloodlust as well. I actually have it recorded, but I want to add some more to it. Like, I could have released it, but I said, no, I wasn't too happy. I'm going to add some backstory to it as well, and some forward story, I suppose. You know, some of these things, they take a bit long to work out in your mind. Some things come to you faster, but when it comes to the more detailed stories, you kind of have to let it come, you know, you have to kind of wait for it to happen, whereas some things can just, like, enter in your mind, and it's all over. I mean, I can read on the Patreon, you know, threads, the workshop threads, I can read three lines and go, I can see the whole audio straight away. And some then are more intricate, and there's some there I really want to get back to. I can think of like five or six off the top of my mind. They're so good, but they're so detailed that I'm going to have to really sit down and have the time to put a lot of effort into them, you know? And I will, I get there. I actually go back over the months and I look, and I have like my laptop full of ideas. So I love to go back and read, because, you know, sometimes you look at something, you go, ah, but then you're better off going back again after a few weeks and look at it again and go, oh, this is different, something happens and this is different, and hit you in a different way, and you can make something from that then as well, which is cool. So yeah, so I'm going to love ye and leave ye, and I can't wait for this to be done. Make it go quickly. Yeah. Oh, I'm so hungry. I'm falling away to a small baby elephant. I'm going to love ye and leave ye, and I'll talk to you soon, okay? And I will get back to doing the vegan gravy audio, which is really tasty. So I'll catch you soon, okay? And thanks for everything, and thanks for subscribing and supporting, and for all your lovely comments. You know, they really mean a lot. When I read the comments, I get really happy, because, you know, people are so kind and so nice, and the channel is so sweet. It's really nice to see that. And, you know, we're coming up on 80,000 already. 80,000 subscribers, which is cool. And we're going to keep getting stronger and getting better. And, yeah, I'll catch you soon, okay? Thanks for everything. Mwah. Catch you later. Bye.